Good morning, church. Are you happy to be here today? I am too. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here. We got songs to sing here this morning that lift up and glorify you. And Father, if we give the devil a headache in the process, so be it. We're going to praise you this morning. So, Father, we just ask now, as we come to you in spirit and truth, let this just be a mighty time of worship, time like we've never had before. We just thank you now that we can just come to you boldly entering your throne room. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need it, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the storm He blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior. Sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings known, for as the curse is found, for as the curse
curse is found, or as far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Amen.
Is that a good song or what?
I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes a lane to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes a lane to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly.
Amen.
Have you found that to be true?
Yes.
You know, this river of life, it's not a one-time event. It's not like, you know, oh, salvation, there it is, it's gone. It's talking about makes the lame to walk, the blind to see, opens prison doors, and sets captives free. Amen. There's all kinds of captivity. I got a river of life flowing out of me.
Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God.
Amen.
Now, is there anybody out there who can tell me what Psalm 50:23 is? Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Bible says that Adam was created out of the dust of the ground, frail children of dust. You know, sometimes we feel strong with our bodies until something happens, like a bone breaks, you get a cut, something, you realize how frail our bodies really are. In thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender and how firm to the end. God doesn't abandon us. Amen. Our Maker, our Defender, our Redeemer and Friend. Amen.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look for this wonderful place. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Take my life and let it be.
need its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all for thee.
Amen.
Indeed.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, His blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
You know, verse 3 doesn't apply to us because we're such, you know, mature Christians. When it says, His oath, His covenant, His blood, support me in the whelming flood. We don't ever have to worry about that because we have everything under control. And when all around my soul gives way, this is for all the other people out there, right? He then is all my hope and stay. Indeed, it is for us too. There is no such thing as a super Christian that's out there. You know, Jesus Himself, when He was in the final hours before His crucifixion, He was in the garden, He was praying. And you know, there is such thing as fervent prayer, and then there's just praying to the point where you're so distressed that blood is coming out from your skin instead of sweat, okay? That's distress, okay? I'm sure that we can, you know, relate to that. We all have distress to some degree. But you know what? Someday we're going to stand before Him, and we're going to be dressed in His righteousness. And to say, you know what, you're worthy of this. I'm here because of what you did on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Amen?
Amen.
Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory. Yeah.
Find that in Revelation 5:9.
To worship you.
to worship you.
I worship you. Let us all stand up as we honor our Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father. And I would like you to repeat after me this prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I would like to repeat this in Greek. Πατέρ ημών ο ετής ουρανής, αγιαστήτω το όνομά σου. Ελθέτω η βασιλεία σου, γεννηθήτω το θέλημά σου. Ως εν ουρανών και επί της γης. Τον άρτον ημών των επιούσιων δώσε μη σήμερον, και άφεση μην τα οφειλήματα ημών, ως και εμείς αφίεμεν τις οφειλέτες ημών, και εμείς εις ενέγγιση μας εις πειρασμών, αλλά ρίσε ημάς από το πονηρού. Εσού εστί η βασιλεία και η δύναμις και η δόξα εις τους αιώνες. Αμήν. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for this day. Oh Lord, we today want to come into your presence with singing. We want to enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. And today we want to say to our soul, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. For He forgave us for all our iniquities. He healed all our diseases. He redeemed our life from destruction. He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfied our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. And Lord, we thank You. We thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. We want to give thanks unto God and to our Father, who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, by whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy He has begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. For God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. And He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege that we can worship our Lord, our God, and our Father. Oh, and sing praises unto His name. Oh, praise His holy name. Today is a day of celebration. It is a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of His might. And Lord, we thank You for giving us that opportunity to worship You in spirit and in truth and to honor Your holy name. Praise Your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Your holy name. Heavenly Father, we thank You for moving in the midst of us today in a mighty way. Thank You for touching each and every person in this body of believers. Thank You, Lord, for meeting every need in this body, we pray today in the name of Jesus. Thank You for meeting every need in this church, we pray. Financial needs, spiritual needs, every area of our lives and of this church, we pray, Lord. Thank You for many blessings. And Lord, we receive it today. We receive it with thanksgiving in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Thank You for anointing the pastor that He will bring the message to us today. Thank You for giving him, O Lord, freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierces like a two-edged sword. Thank You, Lord, for increasing the power in this body of believers. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord, that the anointing, O Lord, will rise in each and every person in this body of believers, that we can go out and reach out to the lost. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be well equipped. Be enriched in all utterance and in all knowledge. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank You, Heavenly Father, for having it Your way today, we pray. We ask You to anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. And Lord, Your name be glorified with the testimonies, with the preaching of the word, with our prayers, with the music and everything. Lord, let Your name be lifted up and Your name be glorified. We ask You today to do a deep work in us. A deep work, O Lord. O Lord, You are the God of reconciliation. You are the God of love. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory. Oh, thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Let us honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruit of our increase, that our barns would be filled with plenty and our vats, O Lord, would flow with new wine. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. So every person has their purpose in the heart, let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that you may have all sufficiency in everything, it may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for a mighty victory today in this body of believers. Oh, Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning.
Morning, Thomas.
I'm going to read one of my favorite scriptures. Like I've read so many times before, but I never get tired of reading it, so I'm going to read it again. And it says in Psalm 92:11, "Mine eyes shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." Amen. I like that. There's no unrighteousness in him. We got it in us, but there's none in him. Any testimonies? Javier, he's got one.
Good morning. Last week, 1 week ago, two Saturdays ago, I'm coming from Yuba City around 6 o'clock afternoon. Well, God bless my house all the time because we have food at my table. When I come in, my wife says, "Your dinner is ready. You want to take a shower first or take a dinner?" I said, "Oh, taking my shower first." And then my daughter asked me for a Chinese food. And my wife said, all day, Alex and Ashley asked me for a Chinese food. I say, well, we can go to buy a Chinese food for them. He say, okay, let's do it. When we going to a restaurant Chinese, I was stopped by my house in El Grove. I waiting for the green light. But I know everybody we know we can make a tour to left, no matter if it's red line. But in the front of me was an HSP too. When I make it on my left, he come behind me. He stopped me. The first thing he asked me, oh, are you a criminal? I said, no, I'm not a criminal. Yeah, are you a criminal? He asked me for insurance or for my registration. He said, so, you know why are you a criminal? No, because are you illegal? Well, do you think I am illegal and I am a criminal? He said, yes, are you a criminal? And now that's a wonderful day for me. This is my second criminal of the day. But the first one I sent already to the jail. And maybe tomorrow they go to Mexico. That happened the same thing with you. He said, coming out to your car. He tied my hands. When he tied my hands, my wife started crying. And he asking her, are you a criminal too? And she no answer. I tell him, oh, she no speak English. Oh, I'm tired to this criminal. I'm tired. I'm tired to these people, He told me, okay, you know what I want to do? I want to call to immigration. I want to call to the towing to keep your car. And that's it. It's over for you. Say bye, America. And I said, I don't think you can do that. I can do that. I can do everything. Everything I want. And you can talk only if I ask you something. If you know, be quiet. And he said, do you have knife, guns, drugs in your car? I'm not criminal. If you find a couple knife, it's because I'm used for my work. He asked me what kind of work I do. I said, construction. Oh, all the Mexican people come to stall our jobs. I'm tired. Okay. So, do you have family? I tell him, yes. My two daughters. They are a citizens? Yes, they born here. Okay. They can stay here and you and your wife go to Mexico. Okay, so let me check it out your car. Telling your wife coming out. He started looking in the seats, all my truck. He find my Bible, my drumsticks. And he say, what is that? My Bible. And he said, do you think I'm stupid? I know this is a Bible. Well, you ask me, what is that? My Bible. He say, okay. Anyway, all the criminals like you go back to Mexico. Because this is the law. I say, well, this is not the law here in California, but it's my law. That's what he say. Okay, so I call immigration right now. And I say, well, God, I'm in your hands. I don't know what's happened. I don't feel good for my wife and for my daughters. When he washed my drumsticks, he says, and what is that? Oh, I play music. I am a drummer. Oh, you play in the bars and that kind of Mexican places, right? No, I play music in my church, in a God house. Oh, you play music. What kind of music? Christian music. Okay, this is your Bible. What kind of tune? Mexican? Sure, I say not. Oh, well, you have something good. You go to white people, white, racial, Ukraine, all kind. For God, is not only one race. Okay, so tell me something. You have two choice. What do you want to do? I said, well, I want to go to my house. Oh, you're looking for easy solutions. You want to go back to your house with your family. Yes, that's what I want to do. Well, I don't think you can do that. First, you have to go to immigration. The first thing you go, because are you a criminal? Well, but this is your choice. This is the second choice. I know you got it lucky, because you know are like the first criminal and stopped this morning. He didn't speak nothing English, which you guys said little different. But anyway, are you a criminal? But okay, the second choice do you have? Take your car, take your wife, and you got it 2 minutes to leave. Because if you stay here another couple of minutes, I call immigration. But I got my hands tied. I said, how I can leave? Oh, okay. 2 minutes. 2 minutes to leave. Start your car and leave. I said, this is serious? I'm serious. I taken my car. And when I was driving back to my house, I really, really feel bad. Because I see, and he told me before that, you know what stopped you? No. Watching in your mirror, what you watch, what you see. I say, a police car behind me. No, look at that good. What did you see in the mirror? Cars? No, you don't see a Mexican guy? Yes, I am a Mexican guy. That's the reason I stopped you. Because are you a Mexican and a criminal? And when we leave, my wife, she was crying. She don't understand, but she was scared when he tied my hands. And I said, don't worry, everything is okay, don't worry. By thinking something. Well, I say, God, I am in your hands. I don't know what's happened. But that guy let me go. Because God, my Lord, stay with me. He protected me. And I tell him, my wife, you know what I think? This is a God nation, no Obama nation, no Arnold Schwarzenegger state. This is a God nation. And you know something? God is with us. Jesus Christ take care of us. Because he take one decision. He almost called immigration, and he almost called to the towing to keep my truck. And he not do nothing. And I said, you know what I think? When he watch my Bible, my don't think, and he hear me. So that when he change, that's when God say, not him, he know. Maybe somebody else, he know. And my wife told me that night, I want to go back to Mexico. I said, I want to back to this situation. That's no good for me. So I feel really, really bad. I want to go back to Mexico. But then I tell the next Sunday in the morning, that's the reason I'm not coming, because she said, don't drive. I said, well, I think that's better if I'm staying home. And the next day I say, you know, we know back to Mexico. God put me in this country, in this city, and that's it. I'm with him. I don't want to back to Mexico. Only if he told me you had to back to your country, I do that. But if no, we stay here. God protect us, and we stay with him. And I remember the song we singing here. We got the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's what I think, and that's what I said. I tell my wife, no, we no back to Mexico. And that guy, he thinking we come to this country to steal jobs, to do bad things, and it's not like that. So many people come from another countries to do that, but not me. And that's the reason God keep me here. He want me here, and my family too. If he say, Javier, you got to go back to Mexico, I do, but if not, I'm stay here forever. I don't care what they're thinking, what the government, what the president says. I'm not a criminal, and not for God. If he stay with me, I know he protect my house, my family, and myself. I got everything. I got his permits. I don't need more. And that's a wonderful because he's with me. And I really, really feel good with my Lord because he stopped that guy. Amen. He stopped the police guy. He said, no, don't do that. And my wife says, so maybe when he see your Bible, when he see your drumstick, and you tell me you play music for God, maybe his heart was more soft. Amen. Yeah, that's what happened, but because God do that, not him. God do that. Amen.
Quite the testimony, huh? And God moved Javier to this city to become born again. Amen. And to continue in his ministry. So I believe we read that in our outline last Sunday, and it said, I think it was Acts 17:26 maybe, and it said the same blood runs through all mankind. And that's the bottom line. Okay, come on up, Irene.
Well, Javier, I came also from another country, and God was the one who was leading every step to my family, and we are here. At this time today, I'm in this church, but I know he directs every step, right? What came to me, and I want to share this. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, that's the past tense, he shall live. And whosoever liveth and believe in me shall never die. Believe you this. And I heard saying this, that if a man is born twice, he will only die once. But if he is born once, he will die twice. That's the second death. And it is not because of what we do. It's because of him. Because in 1 John 5 it says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. And that is what we have. So I don't think there's a real fear of death, but there is a life that he promised us to fulfill in us, and that should be the key and the focus. Whenever we are, the situation we are in, people around us, or whatever the challenges, it is still his life that matters. And we are more than conquerors in him and overcome because of that life in us. Amen? So that's what I wanted to share. He who has the Son has life. And that's meaning every time and every way. Thank you.
This is the scripture. Now, there's a whole lot of gold nuggets that we're getting out of these sermons every week. And this is the scripture, Acts 17:26, and it says, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Beautiful. So anyway, I think that it was the Spirit of God definitely moved on that CHP officer, and he probably didn't know what got hold of him. But it is beautiful. I thought it was a beautiful testimony. I heard that earlier this week. Javier told me that over the phone. And I wanted him to share that because it shows that nobody can touch you unless God allows it. Nobody can touch you unless God allows it. So, that was beautiful, beautiful testimony. Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to start out with, this is Father's Day, right? And so we're going to honor all dads here today. So if we can have all the fathers to stand, and we're going to pray for you right now. So dads, would you stand? And you ladies, just raise your hands toward them as we pray for them. My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for these men that we have in our ministry. Father God, they are fathers on this earth. They have children. And I thank you, Lord, that they are taking a stand. They are ministering to their families. They are helping them, their children, Father God. And I thank you greatly for what you're doing. We pray a blessing upon these men. Give them strength. Father God, they need to keep working, Lord. And we pray for employment. We pray, Father God, you will continue to bless them with work, health, prosperity, Lord. And Father God, we pray today that each wife will really love their husbands today and say thank you for being a father to my children. And I want to thank you right now, Lord, that these men will have a great day today as they are honored by their wives and children. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agree said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Well, praise the Lord. We had a young man here today playing the drums. This is Michael Yakshin, Yuri's son, and we had a privilege a couple of years ago on a camp out to pray with him and his brother, and it's wonderful to see the young children, actually young people, growing up and taking their places. So you want to appreciate that. I want to share something with you. We're going to have a little mini sermon, so turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. That's Ephesians, the sixth chapter. To those of you that are outside of the United States, you might understand my what I'm going to say to you right now, but I feel like General Custer felt when he had his last stand. And he was simply did not have enough men, did not have enough ammunition, and he had too many Indians. And today, I feel like this. We have too many demons, too few soldiers, and we don't have enough ammunition. And we really need to rally today around the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to read to you here from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We have been in combat for about 40 years. And it's just like when you're an officer in an army, when you're out with a patrol, you can actually smell that something is going to happen. And when you get ambushed, surrounded by the enemy, you know that you simply say, well, I hope they brought all the ammunition they could bring and that everyone will be able to fire and that we'll be able to overcome this trap. We have, as a church, as a ministry, we have a declared war on the devil. We have opened fire. And the enemy has noticed us and simply says, I don't like this. We've had all kind of difficulties. We've had problems, and I want to share that with you. Every one of you have had problems with attitudes, I would say probably with the last month. And it is simply an attitude that comes in, you know, you feel, you know, I don't know about this, and so on. You begin to question things, and there is tension. I want you to know this, that evil spirits are simply trying to say this. You are not going to be content. You're not going to like this, and you need to do some other action. And they simply say, cave in, give up. This last week, or last few weeks, we have all kind of difficulties with our production. So the devil never gives up. We ordered in parts for our main computer. And we got the parts in. And the major part, the motherboard, was simply not functioning. Very seldom does that happen. We lost a week. We had to scramble. Charles worked very hard. And finally, we got the parts in this week, and we got a computer that's working absolutely fantastic. It can dance around the videos. So you would think that the devil would say, well, you know, I guess I lost. So here's what he did Friday. Charles and I had talked about it, and I said, you know, we got to get the newsletter up on the web. It's important. He said, I will do it. Well, guess what the devil did? The neighbor next door to us, they had a couple of boys. They had some friends over, and they were simply shooting with their paint guns, and they had war. One guy brought some smoke bombs. And if you have grass that is about maybe 2 feet tall, it's dry as tinder. You don't want a smoke bomb in that grass. So he was told, we can't use it. Well, you know what he did? He used it anyway. And boom, here was a fire. It ended up with 2 bombers, 1 helicopter, about 25 trucks, a couple of small buildings burned down. But guess what? Charles was pulled out. Fire. We never got our newsletter on the web. Satan will go to any length to do destruction. Let me talk about Al Norberg. We're going to pray for him today. Now, Al and his wife, they came to our church about 3 years ago, and they were not born again. And he was then about 91 years old. And my wife and I, we had an opportunity. We took them out after church, went to lunch with them. And in a restaurant, I got the Bible out and I said, Al, are you born again? He said, what does that mean? I said, you are not born again. If they don't know it, they're not born again. Well, in that restaurant, they prayed a sinner's prayer, got saved, and they really got saved. And they became active in this church. And they've been giving some great support to this church. Do you think the devil likes that? So I got a letter from Al this week, and he said, I've been to the doctor. He said, I lost eyesight on one eye, macular degeneration. The doctor said, I'm losing it on the other one. I'm losing my balance. He said, I'm going to have to pull back. I cannot handle this things anymore. I got to take care. My wife needs some help and so on. And here's a man and a woman that have been fighting a long time the enemies of this nation. And he said, we can no longer do it. I have to take care of myself and my wife. The devil is going any place he can. He is ruthless. And he has no grace whatsoever. I made a plea last week for finances. And I prayed hard when he spoke up here. And you must ask, you know, what kind of response did we get? And I have to give you the answer. Zero. Not one person simply said, we want to help out. We want to do something extra. Now, during the week, it was a rough week, and I prayed. And I said, God, I need to know, is it you? Is it us? Is it somebody else? Or is it the devil? And God woke me up one night, actually early in the morning. And he said this, you brought your bloodline to America. He said, you have done what I want you to do. The problem is not with me. The problem is the devil. He is doing to us what he did to Job many years ago. We need to pray harder. We need to fast more. Now, I want to be totally open with you. And I hope that you will be open with yourself and with God. You know, we stand up and we sing here. And I stand up about 30 minutes, 45, about 40 minutes. And I notice that I have to get up and preach afterward. I'll be standing up here for another hour or so. And I like to sit down after the song service. So we sat down. Well, Satiris had a different plan for us today. And so I was just sitting down. I was just feeling good. I was going to sit there and just, you know, let him pray, and I'm going to get my strength back. When I heard him say, I want you all to stand. You know what happened inside of me? Rebellion. I'm not going to stand. I'm tired. What's wrong with this picture? And there was a terrible battle in my spirit. And I thought about, you know what, if I as a pastor rebel, he's asking to stand up for the Lord's prayer, and I'm saying, I'm not going to stand up. Let's be honest. The enemy is moving across the board with attitude attacks. I've had people share with me that there's been friction between different people. And, you know, the devil whispers, you know, well, this is what he thinks, and this is what that person thinks. Attitudes. I stood up. Not because I wanted to stand up. But I stood up because I had to stand up. I simply felt, well, it would not look good if a pastor sits down, everybody else stands up. So as he was praying, I realized I got a lousy attitude. And so I simply turned him off. And I said, God, I need help. I got a lousy attitude right now. And I want to repent of that. Father God, forgive me. And you know what happened? Peace came. And suddenly I wasn't tired. I felt good. But you and I had to recognize that the enemy goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and trying to put division between brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, between husband and wives, children and parents. And you got to recognize that. We are in combat. Things are happening. And we got to learn that our weapons are spiritual and mighty, pulling down strongholds. And we got to use them. I shared my feelings with you because I know that some of you, when you get to church, you get a lousy attitude. And you said, why did I come today? Well, you came here today because this is God's house and this is what we're doing. And we need to be honest. We're going to pray for Al today. We've got several people here to pray for. And I believe that we're going to have victory. We're going to have to claw it out. Praise God, we just got enough money in. So the mortgage check I wrote last week was covered. We got all kind of things. I got to pay a telephone bill tomorrow. We haven't paid a dime on the rent this month yet. And if you don't pay the telephone bill, we don't have any telephone lines in the ministry. I'm carrying those. Well, I'm getting reimbursed for it. Maybe. Down the road. So, we got a lot of things to pray for. So, let me read this to you here. We've just been informed that Al Norberg is having problems with his eyesight. He has lost the ability to read with one eye, and the doctor told him that the other also will go bad. Al also had a problem with his balance. Let us pray that God will supernaturally intervene in Al's life and heal this man who is now 94 years old. Age means nothing to God, and we have promised 120 years. When God gave that promise, he did not say that the last years will be full of sickness. We can be like Moses. He was just as strong at 120, and his eyesight was not dimmed. We got some exciting things in this ministry. Right now, a brother of ours living in Indiana is preparing to come here July 1st. And we have prepared a deliverance team. We are ready for him. And he's flying out for one reason, to be set free of demons. Why is he coming? I want to share this with you because I think that you home folks here, you do not know all the things that is happening in our ministry. We got a great women team that have been doing ministry. This man's wife called us about maybe a year ago, found on the website, and she wanted deliverance. And so she has been delivered and prayed for, and her husband said, I see a change. I see victory. I want that. He and I talked, and I felt that We really could had to talk to him in person. I said, you come on out. So he held around for a little while, and he decided he was going to come out. And he's going to be with us that first Sunday in July in the service. So we praise God for that. July 18th, I'm asking everybody to be here. Our family from Belgium are going to be here. And they are excited to meet all of you. We have a lot of things happening. So, we want to be encouraged and simply say, we are not going to give up. And this is a prayer request here then. Our ministry is in a battle that is very fierce. So far, the call for financial help last Sunday has not generated one response. We need to pray and fast that the grip the devil has on our finances shall be broken. It took 21 days for the angel to break through and speak to Daniel. And we need to pray and fast that God's holy angels shall be able to break through and bring in people, finances, and supplies that God has intended for this ministry. Whit Coriel has requested prayer for him and his wife Marion. Now, they used to be our song leader from 1977, 1983. He's 86 years old, fighting prostate cancer. And she has some issues. And so I said, we will pray for him and his wife. And they were a blessed couple, being very nice, and we love them. Christian Dynamics, number one, is not a standstill. We have used the last paper we had in stock. The printing now stands at 20% complete. We have been given 500 lots of paper, but we need the entire 3,000 in order to get a decent price break on the paper. Please pray that the devil should not be able to hold back this project. And then finally, the battle over oil continues. This week, the price was pushed up $3.40 per barrel, and oil ended up at $77.18. We're not going to be discouraged. The battle will continue, and in prayer, we shall battle the forces of evil and ask God to drop the price of oil and destroy the greedy banksters who are trying to get richer on the back of the poor. We're not giving up. And I've thought about this here today before we start praying. I don't know if you saw it or not. But to see little Mary, Jason, Michael over here, younger people coming in. We asked a long time for young people. Our music is great. At least I think so. The singing is great out there. Everything is great. And the devil says, I'm mad. You know, we used to sing that song, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. And then we had another song that says, you know, and the devil is mad, and I'm so glad. Amen? So let's come on up here. Let's pray and push.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the work that you're doing in Alan Pegg's life. We thank you that they got saved and that they have a devotion to you. And we understand in your word that we do not have to be sickly when we get old, that we can claim the promises because of the work, the finished work of Jesus. And so we are asking for healing of Al Norberg's eyes. We know that you can reverse that macular degeneration. And we pray also that you would take care of the balance problem that he has and of other issues that Peg has in the old age. We just reverse that in the name of Jesus, and we thank you and glorify you for that, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and I thank you that we're not in a dead church, Lord, that these are the problems that are always in a live church, that there is going to be resistance. So we thank you, Father God, that we know that your help is on the way, and we can rest in that. We thank you for that. We want to remind the devil that we already won, and you lose. And that's it. You lose. And we just praise your name, Father, that everything is going to be handled. And I want to thank you for intervening with that CHP officer.
Amen.
That put Javier right back in his home, where you decide his habitation. And I come against all this racism that's promoted by the media. And I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We know that the people in power love to stir up racism, and we're not going to have no part of it. Amen. And we thank you for your word, which tells that we all have the same blood running through us. And that's what we're going to receive. And I thank you, Father God, for shutting down the media and all their garbage that they like to spew out every night. And all their the neocons out there, too, that like to pretend to be conservatives. Thank you for showing who they really are. And let the people come together in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for this paper to come, that you would supply the funding for this paper or a gift from a paper company, Lord. But that paper is in your hands, that it's going to be brought to the property, printed without any hitches, and that the book one will be available for sale. And we're not into selling books, but we are into seeing lives change. Amen. And Lord, we know it's a great work. It's a lifetime work. And we know that you birthed it, so you will see it through to completion. So we thank you for that in advance. And also I thank you, like was already prayed here tonight or today, for work for all our people, for all our people that are self-employed or all our employees, that you would continue to generate the finances for them. And we don't, we're not bound by this economy because we operate in your economy. Yes. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I'm here this morning, Lord God, in your service, in your church, with freedom in America, freedom to be able to speak what we feel in our hearts. And thank you for salvation. I thank you for God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, the Holy Spirit, for being here and in this room and filling each and every one of us right now in the name of Jesus. Dear God, we are not intimidated by the devil. Amen. We are not going to be intimidated by the devil and anything he throws up at us. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I renounce the practice of him, and I crush him to the ground and make him deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And dear God, we're not intimidated by the oil prices. Amen. Lord God, and I know that you have great things coming down from heaven above with the situation with this oil and every single thing else in this country, Lord God. And Lord, I just praise you and thank you for freedom to speak and to speak out against the devil in this country. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you for that. And Lord God, I got troubles in my own family. I got troubles between my wife and I, Father God. And Lord, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't accept them. Amen. I'm here to do battle with them, Lord God. And I taking charge over this situation, Lord God. And I command the devil to be bound, gagged, chained, sent to prison with God's holy angels and his demons right with him. And you have lost this war. This war is over. And we're here to do battle with you. And we don't fear you. And I thank you. Thank you, God, for the strength and the power that you give us. And I pray for a mighty power here today, Lord God. Amen. I pray for a mighty power, and thank you. And I know that you're going to deal with these oil gangsters, Father God, and the people that are behind them. And Lord, let them be exposed. Let their sins be exposed, Father God, and let it come out that they are corrupt and they are doing things that are ungodly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we want to declare today that we are going to build this church upon the rock. The rock of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
We submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from us. He has no power over us in the name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And great is he that is within us, that he that's in the world. Lord, we want to lift up to you with Cordwell, Coriel. Oh, Lord, we lift him up to you. And we thank you, Lord, that every good thing, every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow of turning. And Lord, we pray for that gift upon with Coriel today. We right now in the name of Jesus, we curse that cancer. We break its power. We command it right now to die and be ejected out of this man's body right now in the name of Jesus. We break that power of that infirmity in the name of Jesus, and I command that infirmity to loose Coriel in the name of Jesus and be bound, gagged, chained into prison by God's holy angels. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the God that healeth us. You are the great physician. And Lord, we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you for your divine intervention, your divine touch upon with Coriel right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you come with a healing on your wings. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power coming upon him in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, let it go through his body right now. And, oh, Lord, bring the healing, a miracle, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that we immediately gonna hear a praise report from with Coriel, oh, Lord, that God touched him and he's not the same again. God touched him and he is healed. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that by his stripes, with Coriel is healed.
Amen.
And we claim it today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, every week it's just this constant struggle of, in this ministry of, we're lacking in something. Father, we come to you as our source and we say, we could go many different ways about trying to provide for this lack. But Father, we want you to provide for us.
Amen.
So, I was sitting here reminded of Abraham and Sarah. But Father, we're just like them. We're waiting. We've asked, you've promised that you're going to provide, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting. And so, Father, we just ask that you continue to increase our faith.
Amen.
And that we'll be able to praise you before you deliver and afterwards as well. So, Father, give us the faith to be able to trust you more and more and more for that. Not just for finances, but for help and for all the needs that we have here in this ministry. Father, we see answered prayers and we're waiting for an answer for this. So, Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now that I don't see a solution. And we could try to do a man-made solution, but that's not the perfect what you have there. And there's going to be consequences that come with that. So, Father, we just, again, we leave this in your hands. And now we thank you for the supply drop that we cannot see, that we know is coming.
Yes.
We don't know when it's going to arrive.
Yes.
But Father, you have laid it out ahead for us, and it is up for us now just to go along in obedience and faith, and we will run into it. And so, Father, we thank you for that provision now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we come right now. And I'm going to tell you, devil, get your hands off this ministry. We break every curse spoken against us, written against us, from around the world in this city. And I decree now that every evil spirit you have to lift from our people, loose everyone in this ministry right now. Every spirit of a bad attitude, of defeat, anger, resentment, whatever it is, get out of here right now. We command you to get your hands off us. My Heavenly Father, we're going to ask you today that just like you answered Daniel when he prayed for 21 days, Father God, give us relief. Roll back the enemy. Take him off our back. And let us have joy. Joy unspeakable, Lord. That as we are serving you. And I want to thank you right now, Father God, for this week. As we can be praying for people. There'll be a great anointing in the ministry. There'll be a great anointing around the world, Father God, as people are being ministered to. And we thank you that today we broke through. We destroyed the lines that Satan had put around us. We had a breakout. We can enlarge it and take the territory that God has given us. And I want to thank and praise you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And those who agreed shouted, Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. I want to share this with you when we are getting ready here for the sermon. That I talked to Torbjörn Hansson today from Sweden. And he has started a new business. He's a manager. And I asked him, I said, how did it go? And he said it went absolutely fantastic. He said the first 2 or 3 days, they sold for over $100,000 worth of stuff in their store. He said it was absolutely fantastic. And so God can, God will, and God is going to do great things. Amen.